Welcome to The Exclusive Podcast. My name is Delight Magnus, aka The Exclusive. The Exclusive is spelled D-E-X-T-L-I-S-I-V-E. Alright, so today on The Exclusive Podcast, we'll be talking about another interesting life hack, patience. Patience, yes, patience. Alright, what is patience? Patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, problem, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. Patience is not only the ability to wait, but the ability to wait and have a good attitude while waiting. If you only wait, you're not being patient. Unfortunately, if you're waiting and you're grumbling, you're not patient. If you're waiting for something to come to pass and you are, let's say, you're not committed to it, you're getting pissed off easily, you're not having a good output or a good reaction when you're waiting for something to occur, you're not patient, you're just waiting. So there's a difference between waiting and patience. Patience is the gold that we are mining right now. In order for you to succeed wherever, in a relationship, a partnership, a career, a workspace, wherever it is you want to succeed in, you need to be patient. Simon Foster said that one of the paradoxes of life is that being impatient often makes it harder to achieve something. As with all skills you get better at, manifest more with practice. Nothing good comes easy. We all know that popular saying. If you want to achieve a skill, you have to be patient to learn it till the end. If you want a perfect relationship, you have to be patient with your partner, patient with the person, your friend, or whosoever it is. If you want a perfect partnership, you want your business to go well, you have to be patient with your employees, your employer, your co-worker, whoever the person is. You just have to be patient with that person. Patience is a very good attribute that puts you ahead of others. If you're patient, you won't easily feel anxious or scared about future. Most young people like us right now that are very anxious about life or worried about life is because we're trying to do everything at the same time. We're trying to fast track everything. We want everything to come out in a fast pace. As we're young, this is just becoming fast, fast, fast. That's not how life goes. Life is slow and steady. That's why someone said the slow and steady wins the race. It's not about being lazy. I didn't say be lazy. I just said have patience. One thing about patience is that people grow in it. You grow in patience. If you're patient in the little things, you'll be patient in the mighty things. If you're patient while working under someone as an employee, it requires more patience to even be the employer, unfortunately. Just imagine the head of a company now. He has so many people that are working under him. He has to be patient with all of them. Different individuals. Just imagine you that had to stay in the family. You had your mom and your dad, your siblings. All of you are different. I know how it is. Now imagine someone that doesn't know the people he's employing from Adam. He doesn't know them. He did not grow up with them. He has to be patient with each person. He has to be patient with each personality. So being an employee, you have to learn patience now. If not, you will not be an effective employer or an effective entrepreneur, an effective leader, or whatsoever it is. You will not be effective in it if you don't learn patience now. I'll be giving you guys little tips on how to be patient. Tip number one is breathe. Breathe. When you feel that something is about to overwhelm you, just step back a little. Take a deep breath. Breathe in slowly. And you breathe out. It clears your mind. Yes, the problem is still there. Whatever it is that's about to make you angry or flare up is still in your front. But when you take that deep breath, it gives you the ability to think first before you act. What is patience? Patience is, I'm supposed to get angry. I'm supposed to be mad. I'm supposed to obey my rage. But I choose to calm down and I choose to understand. So after you take a deep breath, you think, you understand. Number one, breathe. Number two, think and understand. This is very important in a relationship or a partnership. You have to take a deep breath and think about how that person is feeling. Think about how that person is trying to meet up. It's just like you gave someone a task to be accomplished. You gave this person a time, let's say 7 days, 1 week, and it's six days to go, and you're checking up on this person, and this person is telling you, I'll get to you before it runs out. Just be patient. Let that person get to you. If the person doesn't get to you on time, it means that person is not serious. But you have to do your own part first of being patient, so you don't get high BP or anything. At the end of the day, you're going to be affected and that person will still be walking around. So you have to be patient. Be patient with your employer, employee, partner, whatsoever it is. Point number three. In order to be more patient, you have to understand that things are difficult before they become easy. First of all, you breathe, then you think about how the other person is feeling. Breathe and think and understand. Then the third point is that you have to understand that things are difficult before they become easy. This is more practical to when you're trying to accomplish a task, not working with someone. Thinking and understanding the other person when you're working with someone, but understanding that things are difficult before they become easy is when you're trying to accomplish a task. Let's assume I'm trying to learn tailoring, and as I'm learning under someone, I'm learning under somebody. Person is teaching me, but I'm beating myself up that I'm not getting it. See the way she's doing it so perfectly. See the way she's matching the machine. See the way she's controlling herself. See the way she cuts it so easily. Her measurements are accurate. This is that. You're not being patient. You have to understand you're in a learning process. Things are first difficult before they become easy. All those people you envy at the top, they once went through hell. Trust me, they saw the difficult part of life. That's why they're enjoying it easy. And even as they're enjoying it easy, there's still some things they find difficult. Whatsoever it is you're trying to accomplish, whatsoever task it is, you have to first of all understand that things are difficult, things are hard before they become easy. It's just like I'm cooking. Yes, let me use cooking. I'm cooking in the kitchen and I'm steaming my meat. If I'm not patient for the meat to become soft and tender, I am going to be gorging on something that is hard, and I will not enjoy that meal. That is just the way life is. If you don't calm down and allow and take life slow and steady and allow life to boil you up like the meat. Well, I'm saying boiling you up because yes, there are things that will come and will make you want to be anxious, you want to be angry. But you have to calm down. You have to breathe, think, and understand. So it takes time. Understand that it takes time. It's Kofti said that the secret of patience is to do something else in the meantime. Yes. Just like the cooking example. Let's say I'm waiting for my meal. I want to cook vegetable soup. I want to cook edikai corn soup. And I am steaming the meat. The more I stand and I'm looking at the meat, the more impatient I am. But while I'm steaming the meat, I go wash my vegetable and I'm cutting it. Before you know, it will take just a little time and the meat will be done. You see, while you are waiting for something to be done or something to happen, be doing something else. While you are waiting for probably to get an admission or something, be doing something else. While you are waiting for your employee to get back to you with a report, there are other things there to be done. Keep yourself busy. That's one of the secrets to being patient. So I said, breathe, think, yes, understand, yes, and do something while you're waiting. Patience is not just waiting. Patience is waiting with a good attitude. Patience is understanding that, yes, I'm supposed to be mad. I'm meant to be angry right now. I'm meant to be furious. But no, I'm going to read, think about it, understand that it's not good for my health. It's not good for me to get angry. And I'm going to keep myself busy. That's what patience is about. So I would love to conclude with a quote by George Jackson. He said, "Patience has a limit, but taking it too far is cowardly." Patience has a limit. Yeah. You have to keep it moderate. It's just like the example I made of when you're waiting for your worker to get back to you in 7 days and the person doesn't get back to you. If the person doesn't get back to you, you have the right to speak. But in this time that you are waiting, patient, if the person doesn't get back to you, you have the right to speak. Yes. Also, let's assume that you're waiting for your spouse or your partner to cook, to make a meal for you, and you're just sitting there and you're like, "Oh God, where will this food be ready? Where will this food be ready?" If you just sit down there, you get angry. Go to the kitchen and join the person in the kitchen. Join the person in the kitchen. As you are joining the person to prepare the meal, you will now understand that you become less anxious about it. Become less anxious about it. So that's doing something in the meantime. So thank you very much for listening to the Explicit Podcast. I remain Delight Night News, aka The Explicit. If you want to get more of me, follow me on Instagram at The Explicit. Follow my Facebook page at The Explicit. You can also send me an audio message here on Anchor. Yes, yes, yes. Send me an audio message here on Anchor. You can send me an email, mostly if you want to do business with me, at theexclusive@gmail.com. Follow my YouTube channel, The Exclusive TV. That is DEXCLISIVE TV. All right. Till next time, I remain, you know, Delight Magnus. Bye.